Various New York City officials joined housing organization Breaking Ground and developer BFC Partners to celebrate New Yorkers moving into their new affordable homes built in Brooklyn's Crown Heights neighborhood last week. Located at 1101 and 1089 President Street, the newly erected residential buildings are part of the redevelopment of the historic Bedford Union Armory, and were built to provide 415 homes to Brooklynites, with 250 of them being affordable housing. The new affordable units are designated for households earning between 30% to 60% of area median income, which is around $23,178 to $72,060 for a family of three, according to a release. In addition to the affordable units, 25 homes have also been set aside for any households that are experiencing homelessness, with the goal being to help New Yorkers that are transitioning from shelters to permanent affordable housing. Each apartment contains energy-efficient appliances, stainless steel fixtures, and in-unit laundry machines. Among the amenities offered include on-site parking, a fitness center, private conference rooms, an outdoor prep kitchen, storage areas, and a resident lounge. The residential buildings were constructed through the Extremely Low and Low-Income Affordability Program from NYC Department of Housing Preservation and Development and Housing Development Corporation, as well as the Mandatory Inclusionary Housing Program of HPD. The residences are the latest in the Bedford Union Armory redevelopment project, following the opening of the new Major R. Owens Health and Wellness Community Center built in 2021. The Health and Wellness Center, which was converted from the old armory itself, offers recreational activities, event spaces, offices for nonprofit purposes, and more to community members. This transformative development will benefit the Crown Heights community for generations with the addition of new affordable homes, a comprehensive affordable health and wellness center, and office space for local nonprofit organizations, said HDC President Eric Enderlin.